You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we start off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. They certainly have not had the best day. Today seems as though it's a continuation of yesterday's market movements to the downside. And I'm joined on the line by wealth manager at PSG Old Oak, Skulk Lowe, to take a look at these and other movements around the world. Good evening, Skulk. Lovely to speak to you again. I leave you alone for 1 week and look at what happens. What did you
Come
do?
Come on, you're focusing on the bad stuff.
There's no good stuff.
Well, not if you didn't have gold. But yeah, you're right. I mean, what a day. It's sort of trickling downwards. If you look at the rand, it had a similar trend, you know, moving upwards negatively, you know, the JSE moving downward. But I think that we should be looking to, you know, towards the West. You know, why are we seeing these type of movements? I don't think it's really that much focus on South Africa. I mean, as we sit here, and we're sitting in a market very much, you know, which we chatted about, I think, a week or two ago, Jimmy. I mean, NASDAQ, as we sit here, NASDAQ down close to 3%. S&P 500 down more than 1.25%. And this is the interesting part. You know, when you look at something like the Dow Jones, you would, you know, tend to think, you know, when you see these type of movements from the U.S., it should be a similar trend. Maybe not, you know, down to the excess of the NASDAQ, but currently bucking the trend to 0.5%. And this is giving you sort of the worries that we're currently seeing out there. Seeing some geopolitical unrest. We know, you know, Biden has, you know, pulled certain lines today in the sand, talking about the semiconductors and the export of those semiconductors. And suddenly the market is nervous. And, you know, when the market is nervous, we often get the saying that when the U.S. sneezes, the whole world catches a cold. But to this extent, I mean, it is, you can clearly see it. Market is nervous. Mm. Market's really nervous currently.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the Biden side of it, but also Donald Trump came out as well with an interview with Bloomberg as well, saying that that Taiwan would have to pay the U.S. for supplying defense equipment as well. It kind of sounds like both Republican and Democrat, whether you're the incumbent president or the potentially incoming president, we might just see a renewal of trade tensions and a renewal of trade wars between the East and the West. And as you said, we probably get caught in the middle because if that is the case, then maybe that's what markets are nervous about.
No, for sure. I mean, we know that when there's trade tensions, we've seen it back in the day when Trump was serving his first. Look how I'm saying already. He served his first term as if he's going to serve a second. But anyway, I mean, you know, things really changed over the past week. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. We know when he served as president, you know, that we had these trade tensions toward the East. And that naturally is not good for a country like South Africa as well, or many other emerging markets, and we know that this is sort of spilling over currently towards our country. But let's focus on the positive. I think there's a few investors out there that's got a few questions. You know, we had Billiton that came out today with a quarterly report, and it was getting really looked good. I mean, when I looked at it, they don't really give, you know, actual figures. They you know, you just need to look at what they actually said. When they say we finished the year with strong fourth quarter, achieving seven production records. They mentioned the copper production. It's the highest in over 15 years. Now, this is what you want to see a company do. When you see something like a copper price, you know, move to the highest or record levels, $5 per ounce, ounce. I mean, when you see these type of things, you want to see a company like Billiton really step up and get those production, you know, spot on. And they've done this. And we saw it in a share price today. Share price really reacted positively. Share price up over 1.22%. You just mentioned it. I mean, the JSE had a horrible day, close to 1% down. So bucking the trend, moving up 1.22%. Naturally, the market did like it. And then I mean, I think there's a few people out there that's got some grey hairs, and that's not the Pick n Pay shoppers, that's the Pick n Pay shareholders. They're looking at a share price this tonight and say, well, what's going on? I mean, Pick n Pay down 17.4%. You know, don't despair. I mean, this is the first day. It's what they call ex-diff or ex-date LDT, where it was yesterday, where you actually qualified for the new rights issues. Rights actually started trading today. And if you look at your share portfolio today and you don't see your rights yet, just give it a day or two. It should reflect in the next day or two. But I just did a quick calculation. You know, if we look at yesterday's share price, R28.50, and you could look at where the rights closed, R8.02, and you just look, you multiply it with the ratio, you get a closing price, you know, equivalent yesterday of R27.64. So still down. Still down 3% for today, but not to the excess that we're currently looking at.
Skulk, I want to look into that Pick n Pay rights issue in a little more detail. I just want to run through the process of the corporate action. I mean, for many investors out there, seeing the share price or just seeing a top line number that says the Pick n Pay share price was down 16 to 17% in today's trade is a worrying thing. But when we unpack that and we actually look at the fact that the taking up the rights issue, that dilution will actually naturally bring down a company's share price. Just run us through the mechanics of that so that it justifies why there was a R4 or R5 decrease in the price.
Okay, so that's a very good question, Jimmy, because I know that still a few people might still have the questions. So in essence, let's use Pick n Pay as an example. Pick n Pay now came out with a rights issue. Effectively, what that means for the listener out there that's heard this terminology for the first time, that they're trying to get some more money from shareholders. They need money at this stage. They're looking to generate R4 billion. And they're going to do this through a rights issue. So if you owned 50, if you owned 100 Pick n Pay shares, they now said, well, you will get the rights, you know, 51.11 rights to take up a further Pick n Pay shares at R15.86. So basically seeing a dilution, you know, massive dilution. As you just mentioned, share price can't be trading at R28 anymore. It had quite a bit of a dilution, and naturally today's share price is evident of that.
Well, we'll have to see how this continues to unfold, because certainly that rights issue is trading until the 30th, until the end of the month, and that's going to be driving the market. Skulk, before I let you go, I want to look at the gold price touching new all-time highs. That's obviously a very different story to what we're seeing in some of the other markets. Are we expecting that this is off the back of risk sentiment?
Now, the moment you've got, you usually look at two things when you look at gold, and it's funny, Jimmy. I think we're having fun here. I think we should talk more often and more frequently, because when we look at that, every time we chat, the gold price is another, you know, trading up another $100 per ounce. Today, I mean, this is the closest we've seen it at $2,500. I mean, we were looking in the beginning of the week, hope it could go and touch the $2,400. Today went over $2,481. Again, all-time highs. And as you mentioned, you know, going forward, what will we be looking at? Now, I think two things. Firstly, we will be looking at the U.S. in terms of their dollar, maybe their interest rates. If we see a indication, and I think we're getting, we had already had Powell end of last week coming out saying, well, we're starting to feel it. The economy is starting to feel it in the U.S. He can actually see the economy is showing some evidence of struggling, and then also the job market. That's giving us indications that interest rates, you know, the cuts, first cuts might be soon. You know, from a U.S. point of view, that would put some pressure on the dollar, and you know, when there's pressure on the dollar, that's usually good for something like the gold. And as we also talked about earlier, if we see geopolitical tensions, now suddenly you talked about Biden, you talked about Trump. If we see further geopolitical tensions, that's naturally also very, very good for gold. So watch this space.
Watch this space. We'll leave it at that, Skulk. Thanks so much for those insights and for the time. Skulk Lowe, wealth manager at PSG Old Oak, on some of the market movements today, that Pick n Pay rights offer beginning to trade today, and gold hitting all-time highs.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.